This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 4 killed, 25 injured in Sarlahi bus accident. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi pays Kochi call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls on West to supply weapons. Now, the news in detail. 4 people were killed in a bus accident at Fuljod River Bridge of Sarlahi along the East-West Highway this afternoon. More than 25 people have been injured. The bus, heading for Janakpur from Birganj, fell from a bridge at Fuljod River on the border of Lalbandi and Ishwarpur municipalities. According to the locals, injured people were rescued from the accident site and brought to Lalbandi's Modal and Gadimai Hospital for treatment. Sarlahi Traffic Police Chief Inspector Kedar Mandung informed 4 of them were declared dead by the doctors. State Councillor of the People's Republic of China and Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi paid a Kochi call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari. On the occasion, they exchanged views on the age-old Nepal-China friendship. The President expressed that high-level visits like this one would help in further bolstering the good relations between Nepal and China since the historical period. She also expressed heartfelt gratitude to China for its continued support of Nepal's socio-economic development. The Chinese dignitary who reached the Sital Niwas along with the high officials of his delegation was welcomed by senior officials of the Office of the President and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. CPN UML Chairman KP Sarma Oli and visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi have held talks at Hotel Marriott in Naksal this morning. UML Senior Leader Iswar Pokharel, General Secretary Sankar Pokharel, Foreign Affairs Department Chief Rajan Bhattarai, former Ambassador Dr. Anjan Sakya, UML Central Member and Secretary of Madan Bhandari Foundation Pemba Lama and Chairperson of the Foundation Usha Kiran Bhandari were present in the meeting. Similarly, CPN Maoist Center Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prasanda and visiting Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi have held talks at Hotel Marriott itself this morning. Maoist Center Chair Prasanda and leader Narayan Kaji Shrestha reached at Hotel Marriott to meet the Chinese Foreign Minister. CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Home Affairs Minister Balkrishna Khad had a meeting today. The Home Minister's Secretariat said the meeting was held at Prachanda's residence at Kumaltar this morning. During the meeting, the two leaders held discussions on contemporary political issues, the local level election, and the country's present law and order situation, among other topics. The Home Minister called on the chairman of the Maoist Center, a major coalition partner, as the date for the election draws closer. The ruling coalition partners are also holding discussions regarding moving ahead by forging an electoral alliance. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has stressed the need for non-discrimination on the ground of religious belief. Laying a foundation stone of the Maharshi Mehi Santamat Temple at Bokraha Narsingh Rural Municipality 1 in Sunsari, today, the minister said none should be discriminated based on religious faith and customs as we lived in a religiously and ethnically diverse society. He also underlined the need for promoting social goodwill in society, saying that peace and happiness are the ultimate goals of human life. The government of the People's Republic of China will provide more than 11.40 billion in grant assistance to the government of Nepal under the Financial and Technical Assistance. According to the Ministry of Finance, the amount will be spent on the implementation of projects agreed upon by both countries. Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who is on a visit to Nepal, has also pledged to provide development assistance announced during the Chinese President Xi Jinping's 2019 visit to Nepal. He expressed the commitment during the Nepal-China foreign ministerial talks held in capital Kathmandu yesterday. During the talks, the foreign ministers of the two countries have instructed the concerned bodies to make necessary preparations for the speedy operation of the border point. The Chinese foreign minister also assured that the Nepali students will return to China as soon as possible. The Election Commission has called on the national organizations to submit applications to observe the local election scheduled to be held on May 13th. The Election Commission has issued a 15-day public notice with effect from today for applications from the national organizations and individuals who have experience, expertise and efficiency in the field of election observation. The organization wishing to observe the election should apply application along with the organization's registration certificate, statute, and a copy of the audit report. However, the commission has the right to decide whether or not to allow any organization to observe. The election commission has stated that the election observation will help in promoting coordination and participation with the main stakeholders as well as contribute to the growth of the credibility of the election. The Central Working Committee meeting of the ruling Nepali Congress is underway at Party Central Office, Sanepa. In the meeting, Nepali Congress leaders have been presenting their opinion on the issues relating to upcoming local level election and the electoral alliance. The main agenda of the meeting is to form the parliamentary committees to elect candidates for the local level elections and review an ongoing month-long door-to-door election campaign to win the favor of voters. Similarly, the main opposition, CPN-UML, is holding a standing committee meeting today. The meeting is taking place to give a final touch to the decision taken by the Central Committee meeting. Deputy Chief of Publicity Department, Bishnu Rizal, informed that the meeting will also dwell on strategy for the upcoming local-level elections and the election manifesto. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather will remain generally clear in the country with partial to moderate rains in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province today. According to the division, there is a possibility of thunder, lightning and thunderstorm in one or two places in the hilly terrain due to the pre-monsoon season. During the pre-monsoon season, the sun shines throughout the day and in the afternoon, there is a thunder and lightning in the evening in the hilly areas. According to the meteorologist, the pre-monsoon season, which starts in March and lasts till May, will affect the weather of the hilly region in the afternoon and evening. The effect of pre-monsoon is usually seen in hilly areas and with the influence of the westerly winds. When combined with the local winds, it causes strong lightning. According to the department, the nights will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and the rest of the region and other provinces will have generally clear weather. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 12.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 30 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged Western governments to supply planes, tanks and missile defense systems to Ukraine. In an impassioned late-night video address, he said heavy weapons could defend freedom in Europe were instead gathering dust in the stockpiles. Likewise, Ukraine's chief prosecutor Irina Venediktova says 12 journalists have been killed at least 10 more have been wounded in the Ukraine since the Russian invasion began. She said foreign journalists who were killed in war included media workers from the United States, Ireland and Russia, and those wounded included reporters from UK, US, Czech Republic, Denmark, Switzerland and the United Arab Emirates. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Four people killed and 25 injured in Charlahi bus accident. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi pays courtesy call on President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls on West to supply weapons. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.